It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Rose Wallen. He is with the USU Extension in Emory County. And we've got some workshops coming up, all dealing with irrigation. We've got one geared toward wheel lines and farming and agricultural, and then one more for residential. Plus, we've got a really cool summer camp, a day camp coming up with 4-H that we need to let everybody know about. Ro, thank you so much for coming in today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So let's start off with talking about something that, you know, everybody is kind of concerned with right now, and that's water. Water is a commodity right now. We're going to go through a drought season. It's going to be kind of tight. And that's where these irrigation workshops are going to come in handy. So let's talk about that first one that's going to be geared toward the agricultural, like wheel lines and farmers and things like that.
Yeah, it's going to be really, I think it'll be a really great workshop. It's going to be Friday, June the 4th, and we'll be starting at 9 o'clock and run till about 11. We'll actually meet in the park in Wellington, and then we'll go out to a field and look at some wheel lines. We've got Dr. Neil Allen is an irrigation specialist coming down from Logan to help run that workshop.
And so what kinds of things are people going to learn and kind of work with? Is it going to be hands-on out there at the workshop?
This will be hands-on. We'll be talking about system maintenance and really how to sort of optimize your system and get the best performance that you can out of it.
And you were saying that you've had a lot of people calling to deal and are getting ready to deal with this kind of information in the drought and go through this season. What kind of questions are you being asked?
You know, people are really concerned, definitely. We are in a really severe drought right now, and I think it's definitely going to continue through the summer. People are concerned definitely about their crops, but we've also had a lot of people really concerned about their lawns. You know, are my trees going to survive? Should I plant a garden? You know, all kinds of questions.
So one, since you brought it up, let's talk about that one, the lawns. Now, the next day, you're going to have one that's geared more toward residential. And this one's going to be kind of fun
because
you're actually going to do some digging in the dirt and working in construction there. Let's talk about that one now.
So that one will be in Green River. It's going to be at the community center on Long Street in Green River, next to the library, if people know where that is. Hopefully the digging is already done. We're not going to put you to too much work, but it is going to be hands-on, so you can actually see how we put together a residential system. So we're going to be doing a new system to water the grass there at the community center. We'll show you how to put all the pipes together and you know, adjust heads. They have some garden boxes there that they work on with the kids and the community gardeners. We'll be doing a drip system for those grow beds there. So in case that's something you're interested in looking at this year.
Okay. And then in this seminar, are you going to learn things as far as like initial hookup to your main water source and installing valves and things like that too?
Yeah, we're going to go through everything. We'll show you from the initial water hookup through the valves. We'll talk about timers and then all of the pipes and through to the heads.
Well, very good. And that's great information. You know, once again, that's going to be Saturday, June 5th. Go down and then go have lunch somewhere down there in Green River. Just enjoy the day.
Yeah, there's lots of great places. I was down there last week. The weather's beautiful. Yeah, so.
All right, so that's coming up. Then a fun thing for the kids, it is a 4-H day camp, and that's going to take place on June 16th. Let's let people know about this. You do have to be a 4-H member to go to this, correct?
You do. There's lots of other good reasons to join 4-H, but if this is the only one, this camp might be worth it. It's going to be a lot of fun. So we'll be meeting at the Swell Retreat. It's just outside of Castledale. It's kind of a new place, but they've got... they've got a lot of water activities there. So we're going to be doing some kayaking, a little fishing. They've got a zip line that goes out over the lake. And a huge sort of slip and slide down the hill that I think will be a lot of fun.
So that, once again, you have to be a 4-H member for that. And how much is it to be a member of 4-H?
It's $10 for the year.
And you just can register online for that. You do have a deadline for that one. So what is that going to be?
We do. So... trying to get everything ready, make sure we have enough life jackets and things ordered for the day camp. We want people to register by June 2nd.
Okay, and this one also, you have an age limit on this one, do you not?
We do. So 4-H is typically 8 to 18, and we're going to stick with that one. Normally, we're fine with younger brothers and sisters, but around the water, we'd like the, just for safety reasons, we'd like to stick to the 8.
Okay, and you said, once again, this is for Carbon and Emery County.
Carbon
anybody
and Emery,
that's interested?
Yeah, really everything that we're doing is Carbon and Emery County.
Okay, so there's that one, and then let's kind of wrap up a little bit. You and I were talking before we popped in that my wife and I are going to redo our entire front lawn,
okay.
And you have something that is going to come in handy if someone's interested in doing this, and it's all online, so you just register and go. It's a landscaping design, a landscape design course. So what kind of things will people be able to look at, and how do they need, what do they need to do to register?
Okay, so if you look on the Extension website, they have a section for online courses. This one's called Design for Everyone, and it really is meant to be for everyone. So it will walk, you know, people get this idea that they have to be super creative in order to design anything. And really this is more of a process. So it'll walk you through, you know, learning what you have in your yard already, the good things that are there. It'll help you think about sort of what you want and then sort of how to make that happen. So it's really simple steps. Because it's online, it's kind of paced, you know, where you can get out and actually do the homework, you know, and do the activities, and then it will, by the time you finish, you'll have a landscape design that you can either install yourself or take to a contractor and have them build for you.
Okay, so if anybody has any questions or anything about this, can they call you out at the Extension? What's your guys' phone number?
Absolutely. There in Castledale, we are at, 435-381-3535.
All right. So, Ro, thank you so much for taking the time to come on over and have a talk with us today about all this. Great stuff coming up. And if you have any questions, just check out. They have a great Facebook page and a great website. It's the Utah State University Extension Office here in Emory, and where there's also one in Carbon County. Rose Wallen, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.